Blog Talk Radio. The cards are in line. Shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him the victory. Again and again, again and again. Give him the victory. Oh, the conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion.
Shabbat Shalom. Brother DeWater, you on with us?
Yeah, can you hear me, Brother Drew?
Oh, yes, sir.
Yeah, but stay close, because they might want it. I don't know if I'm... Brother Drew, it's real nice to know that, you know, that the Yaman, that's me and you, we done studied many books. And at 2016, the books that we done studied, we can break these books down. It just so happened that we studied the most important books that we were supposed to be studying. And in those books, there are many instructions that if you follow these instructions, then you'll know what we know. You'll know the truth of what came from the east to the west over here. And it was going to take generation. We happen to be that generation of people that would know the truth after 2,000 years of a lie coming over here. And for it's been like, what, 240 years right now that this place over here, the Western Hemisphere, became known as the Seventh Great Empire up under the double-head eagle sign of the double-headed eagles and the belief in Druidism, the ancient ways of the Hellism people, which came from the northern hemisphere. We would know all of this information at a certain period of time, and this is that period of time. This is because this is the age of information, and we just so happen to be the people. I don't like the word the chosen one, but I guess we are chosen because it was only quite a few of us that would be chosen that could explain the knowledge of the Ancient of Days, as it's written in these books of wisdom and knowledge. We know that the Bible, the 1881 King James Bible, Brother Drew, is the most significant history book that we can deal with today, because it was written really for us to discern, but it was written for the Zionist people. That is why it's written in every language. But it was stated in this book that at a certain period in time that no knowledge would be hid from us and that we would understand everything. This book that came out in 1881 is the history of Yehuda and Yasharal and Magog and Gog and Tubal. And it pays straight attention to Magog and Gog. And these tribes of people, it's in the Bible, is a very beautiful story of what happened, and all the way up into the period of time that they could put it in an 1881 King James Bible, the one that the Christian church use today as the official Bible to explain angelic gospel Christian epistolary teaching up under the high church, low church, broad church of the western hemisphere of a nation called America, the seven great empire that's up under the logos of the eagle. This one book here, because when we look at this book in the Protocol of the Learned Elders of Zion, we see that these books coincide with the same information in it, that you can use these books as great history books to see a story that has came into existence over a period of 527 years. 527 years ago, in England, Rothschild sat down and wrote this book, The Protocol of the Learned Elders of Zion. That we can take that information that is in this book through studying an in-depth study of history, and we can come into where we can see what's going on. The Bible describes and tell you the name of the people that was the devil's people. It tells you the signs and symbols that the devil's people, they would be known as the devil's people at this time, Satan people, the practice of that was right-winged, that was incorrect practice, would be, these people would be practicing this. And these people, you would know them by their numbering system they would be using. They didn't come from, some of them, it said all the of them. And see, it didn't say that some of these people was the devil. It said that all of these people was the devil. It also stated that their system, their belief system, that they had conquered you through mental slavery, through a design of genocizing you into their ways of teaching you, because it took you so many years for you to understand that a mind is not connected to the brain. It's a school of thoughts. It's something that is taught to you from within the beginning. The Bible states that the nation of people that they had took into captivity would be completely genocides at a certain period of time after 450 years. Well, that people that was talking about was the slaves that came over here from Kunturu's people out of the Congo in 1555. 1555 to right now, that would be 460 years. So 460 years has passed since these people come into existence, because these people wouldn't come into existence until this period in time. It took 4,445 years for this person that is known as an African American to even come into existence, but it was spoke about in the 15th chapter of Genesis in the Bible during the days of Abraham, which is 6,000 years ago. And this is a beautiful story now that they got in here, that if you can break this story down like we breaking it down, see, opening up a can of whoop ass, I call it, on what is the truth, what this book is talking about. This book said that these people would be completely brain dead to the standpoint where they would be thinking that they were Gentiles. They would be calling themselves Gentiles. If you asked them their name, they would be tell you a Gentile name. They would give you a Gentile name. If you asked the people who they were, they would tell you they were black Gentiles. If you asked them what their religion was, whatever, and for the simple reason, these people had took you at 6 years old and started educating you through an education system at 6 years old, through an education system came you, but inducting you, just like they inducted us into the military or inducted you into the Hall of Fame and all of this, you've been inducted into the Hall of Fame of America, America's School of Thoughts. For 12 years, you go to a school system that the government call America, Magog, his government. You get inducted into his school of thoughts. You get a diploma. You go to his college. You get your BS, BA, master. And in order for you to work in his society, you have to have these, although you had a black one. Although, you know, we got a black doctor's degree. We don't have the white one, even if you graduate from a white college. But if you got the skin color me and you got a black doctor's degree. Your degree is black. It's not white. Not in the system that we're in, because you are an emancipated slave in the system that you don't know anything about, and you only have certain rights. And your rights, when you went to school, they taught you the three R's, read, write, arithmetic. Well, arithmetic ain't arithmetic. It is R-I-T-E, right, which means Scottish right, means American right. Matic means learning. You learn up under American right, not up under your rights. And you ain't the American. See, when the first American was made, the first 1776, was the first American. The first American to sign that bill that 72 people at Lodge Number 1 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Scottish Rite Masons, past and present Poutinais got together, all 72 of them Poutinais, got together at Lodge Number 1 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, prison Poutine's. And the prison Poutine was Jefferson and George Washington at that time when they got together with the past ones. And they gave you a Bill of Rights, Constitution, and a preamble for We the People, which was them, not nobody. And then they sold this idea to the people and let you come into they up under their Masonic order and call themselves the Federal Party. And in that Federal Party, you became Democratic and Republican Party. You founded that party that came out of that party. This is all white, and they all bloodline. And you ain't in the bloodline because at that time period, when John Hancock said he was the first America, and they waited 3 months before anybody else signed that bill because he had created treason, and they were wondering was Cornwall going to send some assassins to come over here and kill his goddamn ass. And they waited that long, and Jefferson was one amongst the longest one of signing. They got in order. I got a book in order of how they signed this bill. Because they had committed treason when they did it towards the king. So we know the story now. This Bible tells you, don't go in these people's ways. It tell you in the scriptures when this hippie on the stick that you're supposed to be following, he tells you, don't go in the ways of the Gentiles. This Bible tells you, and the Zionist Jews wrote this Bible, they brother, may God and God, were these evil people that had did these people this way. I mean, the book tells you the whole story, and we're breaking down the story. Because what we're doing some investigation of what this book says. And see, this book got instructions. We follow the instructions, Brother Drew, meaning that we're looking for this out in the world today. The book reads in the Bible, it says that this nation of people that you will be looking for at this period in time would be very a peculiar nation of people, unique. He wanted to be white. He wanted to be white, but the most unique thing about it, Brother Drew, that the Yama know, that when we study in history, the most unique thing about the people that is known as African American Negroes that was born and raised in America, they are the only emancipated slaves in all the world. No government known to the world has a emancipated slave in that government. 1863, when they made us emancipated slaves, Brother Drew, there were some emancipated slaves in Russia, but they rose up and whooped the Tsar's ass and conquered him and got their goddamn freedom. And they no longer became emancipated slaves. They whooped the Tsar's ass. At that same time that shit was going on over there, they made us emancipated slaves, and in 2016, we still emancipated slaves and had a nigga for a president, a so-called coon-ass nigga for a president that did not put no executive order to clear that off the books. See, this country needs reconstruction, Brother Drew. I mean, see, everything got to be reconstructed. It's the government, the religion, the education, the way of teaching, Every goddamn thing got to be reconstructed now for the simple reason. The shit that's back there is outdated now. You can't pull that goddamn Jesus shit on the people that's 20 and 30 years old now. You can't pull certain shit. You can't pull on them no more. You ain't gonna be able to do that shit. You ain't gonna be able to pull the wool over nobody, because the truth, it told you at a certain standpoint in time, did it wouldn't be here. That's what that Bible said. See, the whole story is in the Bible. It tell you where it would come a time that it reads over in the New Testament in Matthew's, where it come a time that nothing would be here. And it said God was doing this. Well, the Jews are the chosen people of God, and that's the God that was telling us about this, you know, because every religion recognized the Jews, these Zionist Jews, as the chosen people of God. It's just a certain sector of Jews. It's not every Jew that's in the world, all the sects. It's one sect. It's always the number one in everything. It always has to be a beginning, see, and it always has to be an end. Out of the beginning come many in-betweens, many different sects, many different languages, many different tribes, many different things, some crossbreed. But it came out of, it always was number one. But if number one ain't taught, then you'll think that the sect you in right now is number one, and it ain't. That's the reason you can, through mental, through slavery of mental slavery of the mind, you can take this knowledge away from the people where they won't even know the language that they spoke, and they will only speak your language and be in your ways. How we know? Hell, we live in witnesses of it. Of how you genocide a person, how the three ruffians work, how if you hit a person in the head with a setting maul, hit him in the heart with a framing square, hit him through the throat, stick a compass in his throat. Well, we know the signs and symbols of these people and of this nation of people, the Yaman do, and what they talking. So we done broke down all the signs and symbols, but we bringing it down into this language where people can understand it, even the baby can, since we have to communicate. And in the Bible, it tells you over in the minor prophets, that Zebediah, I think it tells you, where you had to go back to a pure language, meaning that your language wasn't pure. And then this Bible is wrote up on the signs, symbols, and numbers. And the Bible very clear. It tell you Magog and Gog. Well, then if you can't understand who Magog and Gog is, Magog and Gog is Great Britain. That's the people that lived in Great Britain. That's Germanic race of people they call Slavic and Teutonic people, Magog and Gog. Go in your Bible, 10th chapter of Genesis. They children and tribes was called, lived there where the Britain, they was the crazy people. They became the Anglo-Saxons when they came over here. They took all the Anglo-Saxons, which they became the Anglo-Saxons, shipped them over here to America, emptied the prison up, May the 1st, 1776, Magog changed his name to America, and he was no longer Anglo-Saxon, and through a period of time, you forgot he was Anglo-Saxon, but shit, he was, before he was Anglo-Saxon, he was Magog. And so, when you forget this, you can teach the mind that the eighth generation, hell, they done forgot all about this shit. Just like right now, we can ask some children that's 5 and 6 years old, do they know Martin Luther King? Shit, they don't know nothing about Martin Luther King. You can ask them a whole lot of stuff that they don't know. You can ask them the same Yeah, Jesus loved me, this I know, for the Bible tell me so. They don't know it. They don't know that song. They don't know because it's not taught anymore. Because the teaching has stopped, and the generation has come where that would be our grandchildren, Drew. Hell, they don't know nothing about that shit. They don't know nothing about no Bible verses and all of that shit because they ain't talk to them no more. So that's how you genocide the people out of their original belief and make them start believing like you believe. The Bible say don't go in the ways of these people, that the people, these people was to the right. One of the most key thing in the Bible is that it says that we deal with language, because we know that in order for you to have a nation of people, then the first thing that a nation of people get is signs, symbols, and numbers that create a language. And after the people get a language, then they get a God. Then they get government. Government to God, govern the God, the belief that the God will have, and the government of the people, that the people would live by out in their society, what their belief would be. And everybody agree upon that shit. And generation after generation and come. But we look at government, Brother Drew, all governments on earth, as we look at bloodline. I find that simply amazing, because this is a certain clan, a certain sect of people that rule the world as we speak today. And one of the most noticeable is, ask yourself a question when we studying the five W's and one H, how we studying. How did the family that's in England now, how did they rule these people all these years, and these people have to bow down to them and say that they up under whatever they say goes, and this is just one family, and in each one of these, you've been taught that these was royalty, that these people was royalty, and each member of their family, as they have children, is this royal blood, and they come and say, and you bow down and worship them. How can you conquer a person's mind to believe that all of these years, that's the way it's supposed to be? Same way in China. But have you noticed that people are breaking away from those beliefs right now, especially in China? Well, I don't see too much progress in England. England is being taken over by Islam. And we know that as we speak. But when we ask ourselves that, can you understand that, Brother Drew? Are you with me?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, can you understand that? I can't. Even let's go to the Southern Hemisphere and look at the Southern Hemisphere.
Uh-huh.
Africa, which is known as Africa. Same thing. All of those tribes, bloodline. Look at the story of Shaka Zulu. It was bloodline. They was royalty. Told you was the king and the queen. And you became the king and the queen. And why? How could the people fall for some shit like that? Why couldn't you say, my family is the king and the queen, not your goddamn family? I don't understand how that mind could conquer a multitude of people, and you still be in that same, we still in that same mindset as we.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying on that.
You see, this is what I'm talking about, reconstruction and renewing your mind on believing this way. This Bible tells us that the Germanic way, American way, is the wrong way. It doesn't say that some of America's ways is right. That ain't how that Bible read. The Bible reads that all of America's ways is wrong. Everything that they have ever taught us was incorrect. And it would say at a certain period of time we would find that out. So we know that the first thing that this son of a bitch taught us when we went to school, he taught us the ABCs. That's a goddamn lie. Taught us no ABCs. He taught us the alphabets. The ABCs ain't the 22 signs and symbols, not 27. But goddamn it, every goddamn school student that go to school, you ask him, do he know his goddamn ABCs? He gonna tell you, yeah. He done lied to you from the jump. And when you understand, he told you, he said, I'm teaching you the three R's. They taught us that the first thing that you learned is the three R's, reading, writing, and arithmetic. You here thinking A-R-I-T and it's R-I-T-E. It's up under their rights, meaning it's up under their belief, up under their school of thoughts, up under their way. And it wasn't your way because you was an emancipated slave in their country, not yours. They took your country from you. They conquered you. You were the booty. And then they turned around and made you believe, it's just like protocol number 7 said, Brother Drew, the most deceiving word in a republic, in a democratic form of government, the first one was God, freedom, and the rights of people. That was a idea. It was not a reality. That's how it reads in the protocol. He said, and I give this to the Goheen and they slaves. And they, you think you got a God, you think you got freedom, and you think you got some rights, and you ain't got neither one of them. It's only a goddamn idea that they sell you on, that they'll make you go risk your lives fighting a war for your God and your God's name for your freedom, so your mama and dad and children that you leave behind here will have people's right. And ain't none of that shit, nothing but an idea. And in 2016, niggas ought to know, why is you still fighting for your rights? You ain't got these motherfuckers for the 460 years that your goddamn ass been out of goddamn slavery. You ain't had no goddamn rights. But yet and still, you'll sit up and say, go vote for this one, go vote for that one, go. That ain't nothing but a fucking form of mental slavery. Have you noticed right. The minds of the people? And listen, Brother Drew, and we can look deep into this, of this on mental slavery, of what we're talking about now, how this shit get into the mind. Look at the children. God damn it, it's in the children's mind. Children is involved with this election. It's in their mind. This is when the Bible reads that the beast up under the three sixes,
right,
get into the mind, and everybody will bow down and worship the beast, be into the knowledge of the beast, be into his ways. Every motherfucker you see that come over here wants to be in America. If his ass ain't over here, he wants to get over here. All your foreigners right now, they want to get into the beast. Another significant thing is that if you're a Mason, you know that this is the number of the six. How you know, Brother Drew, that you got the devil's language is very easy. This language is the only language read from left to right. And it's
right.
And it's, he don't look like you, meaning he don't look like his shadow. When you cast a shadow, it's black. He casts a shadow, it's black, but you look at him, you see a freak of fucking nature. Shit. He white. So how in the hell can your shadow be black and your goddamn ass white? Something wrong.
Right.
Something goddamn wrong with that goddamn picture. And you walk in your shadow walk. But you don't look like your shadow. Grandpa said that's the reason goddamn they had a tribe of people called the Kashiatos. It was, his partner was a Kashiato. And they taught me the knowledge of the Kashiato. The knowledge of the goddamn shadow. Shit, and Grandpa said, you want to see, know a freak of nature? He asked me a question. He said, if you want to know a freak of nature, he don't look like his shadow. Hell, I'm about 6 or 7 years old when he told me that. So what you mean, Grandpa? He said, your other grandpa. Meaning my mama, on my mama's side, was a Ashkenazic Jew. Grandpa say, you don't look like your shadow, you're a freak of nature. He say, your shadow. Then that's when he explained to me. He absolutely right. He explained to me it was in the earth, Brother Drew. And I find it simply amazing when we go to biology, it'll tell you that white is, they got a recessive and dominant gene chart. It'll automatically tell you that the recessive gene is white. I mean, why has we got such a big problem with who is right and who is wrong? The knowledge that they use.
You know what it is, Brother DeWater, if people admit that they were wrong, they would have to, they couldn't look their children in the eyes and tell them all the lies that they've been telling them all those years. You know, hey, I've been wrong all them years.
You know what, Brother Drew? It's funny. This Bible reads that we're supposed to tell them and said that if we was to tell their ass, they would accept it. They would accept it if you tell them, but we won't tell them. We constantly want to believe what they say is correct.
Right.
And it told you that if you ate their food, you'd be dying like flies. And look at our death rate now. And it all deals with food. Look at your children. Look at what they feed the children, Terrier, at schools today. Versus when they fed me, Brother Drew, in school. See, I know what Miss Freeman cooked every day at the cafeteria where she cooked for the whole goddamn round bunch school. She cooked the same damn thing that she would have cooked with in the summertime when she was at home. What they cooked at home. She cooked the same damn thing that my mama and my grandmother and big mama cooked, goddammit, when we was at home. That's what was served in the cafeteria at our schools, Brother Drew, for the 12 years that I was in school. You ate what that. Now you get goddamn pizza and sandwiches. We ain't even caught it there. Listen. Corn dogs, they might treat you, and it was a treat. On Fridays, you get hot dogs and chili. They have hot dogs and chili at the school. But your goddamn ass has 4 or 5, they give you, I think it was five different things that they would put on you, but they put four. You got four vegetables. Your ass had some kind of greens and beans. And then if you played sports every Wednesday, if you was an athlete, if you was in the ninth grade, you played basketball, football, and baseball, and everybody know who played who and who was going out. But they had what they call bean day. You ate free, but you ate beans. They fixed beans for you at the booster club. And them beans, I, of course, believe that the beans was good for your heart. The more you eat, the more you fart. The more you fart, the better you feel. Beans for every meal. And we hit that field running. He say beans is the one that made you a TNT, a tough nigga to tangle with. And Fessel was 6 foot something. He just died about a year ago, my coach did. He was 90-something years old, still tip-top physical. He was running that until he had a stroke. He was running that 5 miles around out the loop. He ran that all his life, that 5 mile loop. And there was something that played any sports at Ralph Bunch. Your ass hit that loop every evening. And Brother Drew, you couldn't fool him. I never will forget, boy. He knowed how long it took you to come around that loop. And I had made captain of the football team, and I wasn't going to run that damn loop. Me and Gene Bolton had got go jump slick, and we were linemen. We waited till about six or seven people came in, you know, and then we put water on us, and we came through that. Felton looked at me and Gene. He said, "Oh, Sonny, wait a minute. Wait one goddamn minute. What y'all doing down here?" He said, "Go get me two of them." He said, "I got the time of every last one of y'all."
We didn't know Felton had
And I got to thinking when I got grown, we would laugh about that. I said, "Felton, I wasn't even thinking. Big as I was the biggest Negro on the team, and couldn't run worth a damn, Brother Drew. Was the slowest one on the team. Here I am coming in ahead of Freddie Marshall and G-Baby and Cheetah. We had one boy called Cheetah, and the reason we called him Cheetah was because he could run so quick. So damn bad. So bad." "You came in for Cheetah game." We didn't have sense enough to wait longer. But that's how, same way that we can look and see, Brother Drew, how our mind has been conquered. The renewing of the mind, Brother Drew, is that our minds have to realize that we thank the white folks for teaching us. We forever grateful for, I am, Brother Drew, I thank him for teaching me his knowledge, his school of thoughts. I thank him. But his school of thoughts, his God, and every goddamn thing that he taught me is incorrect. It's the knowledge of the beast and of the beast man. It's the knowledge of mankind. It's not the knowledge of the human. And we have to go back to the knowledge of the human being. And that's the beginning of knowledge. Everything has to start back to its original. It has to be in its original. In this Bible, they give you the key. Do not remove the ancient landmarks. They tell you that in the book of Proverbs, the book of knowledge. Do not remove the ancient ways. Always, knowledge won't come back to the ancient of days. Come back. They talk about the ancient of days about 50-some times in the Bible, about the ancient of days, the time of the ancient of the days, the ancient one, meaning that we are the ancient one. We calling ourselves, the mind has to go back into calling yourself what you was original, the Yah, the people of Yah. Well, the people of Yah, how we know the people of Yah, well, the oldest teaching comes up under this, the oldest language. And the teaching of Yah is in the language, because the only language that has YAH in it is the Yalakwadash, not Hebrew, but Yalakwadash. When we go back and study the facts, common sense will tell us, common sense enlightens us, common sense would let us see when you renew your mind. It's in our DNA. We just so happen to be that pitiful few that would wake up at a certain time, which I would say we're in the period where they say the beginning of sorrow, the enlightenment, it seems like, have you noticed, Brother Drew, in the last year, that everybody, the youngsters, I've noticed that, because they'll come to me and say, school, where you get your dashiki? Now, I started wearing a dashiki back in 55, Brother Drew, and I wore them all through school, high school. Big Mama made them. Both my grandmother would make them. I wore them when I got in the service. Niggas started getting the word of a dashiki, and the awareness played out around about 69. In the last year, our grandchildren, Brother Drew, the 20 and the 30-year-olds, coming back into what I would say consciousness, Brother Drew, from being unconscious in the 70s and 80s and 90s, you didn't see nobody wearing dashikis, that African attire. But now, it's hot commodity. It's hot on the market now. To the standpoint, Brother Drew, that two to three nights, maybe sometimes four nights a week, I jam at white clubs. And the white boys got... J.W. ain't gonna wear nothing but dashikis. All the white boys wearing dashiki. I noticed Lucky, he was overseas with a dashiki. Oh, I asked him, I said, you trying to be like the Godfather? But that's one of my children, Lucky Peterson. I noticed he told me he had bought a lot of outfits lately. I'm gonna be looking like you. I'm dressing like you. The youngsters, they come up in the apartment, ask, old school, where you get this? We want to go. Everybody wants to get one. And Gozen told me yesterday, she said, Meatball, I got to give you this dashiki. She gave me a dashiki. She said, go, you're going to send a lot of people in here. I say, okay. I say, well, they've been asking me. Down at Quake, a lot of people is... She's getting a lot of people. Her son has got a line on these clothes. Everybody's wearing them. Have you noticed that, Brother Drew? Consciousness.
Yep.
This 20 and 30 year old is becoming conscious. See, of who they are. They are getting conscious again. Now, consciousness, we went unconscious from like 64 to now, to the last 2 or 3 years from that. We went unconscious because we integrated. When you integrate, that means just what it is, integrate. You become them. And you know that from the time period of 1964 up until now, we done become some white suckers. The black people that used to be, shit, even your children done turned white. Hell, shit, your children ain't nothing but some of these children is so white, Brother Drew, I get pissed off when I listen to them talk.
I know.
They ain't got no blackness, and ain't none of their friends black. All their friends is white.
And get mad if you say something black.
Yeah. Yeah, and see, I always tell, you know, my daddy helped me to something. We were the first five blacks to go to Ranger Junior College, Brother Drew.
Uh-huh.
And Jane Bennett and Sullivan were the two richest white boys in our hometown. They was raised, Jane Bennett, my grandmother, was his babysitter. We were all raised together, like five, six, we were the same damn age. When he come over to the, they bring him over to house, hell, he played with me. Well, me and him was like what we call soul brothers. We grew up together. When we got a scholarship at Ranger, well, first of all, in 1960, we were winning. Them two fools came over to the black school, and Fessler didn't know what to do because they started practicing with us, and Fessler didn't know what to do because here they the two richest damn white boys family in Crockett, and they bought their uniform over there, and they started practicing with us. Sullivan was a quarterback, and Bennett was a kicker and a guard. And Fessler, nervous as hell, they practiced with us for 2 weeks. And Fessler, they wanted to go to the color school, and they had hell out of them boys. And when we got them scholarships out there, they went out to Ranger with us. And he had a Corvette, and we would ride back and forth to him. My daddy laid some heavy shit on me. He said, Junior, he said, you and James been friends a long time. He said, but he rich. He said, when he come through from college and shit, his daddy turned the business over to him. He said, and y'all will be friends, but he'll forget about you. He said, never get so involved with somebody that's white and think you equal to them because you ain't. He said, that's the worst mindset to ever happen. He said, better take you and make, he said, because you will be disappointed. The breaks he get, you won't be able to get them in life. And what he can do out there in the community, this was in the 60s. You know how it was. Daddy was laying some heavy shit on me. And I always remember that Brother Drew. And when we start renewing our mind that what Ed, all of this stuff he done taught us is incorrect. And you say you believe in the Bible done told you about this people. And see, I understand, Brother Drew, if we go back into the history of and Yehuda, which is the Jews, you can see why the Germanic race of people have see, the Jews used to be the biggest of that tribe. They used to be more, they the least of them tribes, because how did they became the least? They brothers killed their ass out. They killed the Jews. If you trace the history of the Thunderbird, that's the double-headed eagle Mason, and trace the history coming out of Gaul, where you found the Yehuda, the Jews, they killed him, Brother Drew. And where you found him, Brother Drew, he was the smartest person in that nation. Just that, I don't care what nation of people that you go to right now, the top doctor, lawyers, physician, look at his name, Brother Drew. I bet you he's a Jew. In education, in anything, right, in any nation, he's a Jew. He's number one. the number one. And Einstein, all of them people, all of them. And see, you find out the Jews tried to hide in all the European countries. We noticed that in studying their history, Brother Drew, because they wouldn't just stay Jews. Whatever European country that they went to, or their brothers, they would become that Jew. They become, if they lived in Russia, they become Russian Jews. If they lived in Germany, they become German Jews. If they lived in British, they was British Jews. If they lived in China, they China Jews. They live in Mexico, they Mexico Jews. If they live in America, they American Jews. I find it simply amazing how they tried to hide, but they was persecuted like 560. Now, for some reason, they got one of their boys in to run for president. That's unusual, Brother Drew. Bernie Sanders was a Jew. I think he probably was the first Jew that ever ran for president of the United States. I got to check that history out. And was successful like he was, you know. And so once you understand that this Bible done said everything about the devil's people, the Jews wrote about the devil's people. Well, why can't the multitude of the people's mind wake up right now, Brother Drew? Is we're in an awakening. That's the reason I know that the message that we talking ain't for nobody. It's for the 20 and 30 year old and the babies, you know, to start teaching around about 7, 8, 9 years old. If you can get the truth, if you could have a group of people like we had, Brother Drew, in the beginning, where, you know, y'all had young babies, your children was young, and they was popping. That has got to happen again. You see what I'm talking about, Brother Drew?
Right.
Yeah, see, that has got to happen, that kind of thing. But I feel like that with the awakening, it happened. Right now, you got an awakening of people becoming conscious. You got an awakening to, you never heard Farrakhan talk. In all the years that he talked, how he talking in the last 2 years, in the last 6 months, you damn sure ain't heard how minister is being taught. And he's been frank, straight, and plain. And if you can't understand him now, you're a damn fool, what he's saying. I mean, everybody is getting straight and plain to the point that the youngsters, they understand it now. It's like Farrakhan said, you can't stop a movement. The energy right now is here. You can't stop this energy. This energy, it can't do nothing but manifest. And see, the truth sets you free. And I look at it like this, Brother Drew. Christianity is a dying religion. Christianity in another 10 years will be just like the religion of Amon Ra, the religion of Dagon, the religion of Baal, the religion of Zeus. It's what they call necromancy, dead names. The knowledge is in the book of dead names. And Christianity is headed that way, which has been the most powerful force on the so-called African-American community. You believing in what you was taught by these people. And it's a funny thing, Brother Drew, that your mind had to realize all of this. it's definitely with the mind. But once the mind had and can realize this, and when we study exactly how it is. I mean, just like I've noticed something, Brother Drew, I share some knowledge with you. In the political parties that we have, we're dealing with secret societies. Two secret societies have infiltrated into the Democratic and Republican Party. And the two candidates for president, running for president, come out of them two secret societies. One of them was in 1884, called Fabianism Society. That's who Hillary is. A Fabian Democrat is different from a hardcore Democrat. Bernie Sanders was a hardcore Democrat. He was a socialist. Hillary is a Democrat Fabianism, up under Fabianism, the belief of Fabianism. That's a secret society that got started in 1884 in Great Britain. It came out of Great Britain. And it's bloodline, and Hillary represents that bloodline of people. In 1916, Brother Drew, came the Forum. They wasn't 400 then, but they was called Forum. The Forum is the same as the old Roman Forum back in the days of ancient Rome. That's where it get the word Forum from that. Now they 400. These are businessmen. These are the 400 Forum is the richest, wealthiest businessmen in the world. This is a world thing. This is who Donald Trump represents. Donald Trump tell you, I ain't a politician. I'm a businessman. America should be run like a business, because America is what, Brother True? It is a corporation that is a business. It don't need any politics into it. And America, Brother Drew, see, Trump is America's president. See, because America doesn't have any political party. It doesn't make any provision for no political party. Only the United States has a political party, which is called Democratic and Republican Party, is the two chief parties in the United States. But in America, the federal is the only political party, and they don't make any provisions or take any orders or anything from the United States. The president of the United States, of America, that of divides America is they elect him on a ticket, like they finna do now. Now, he becomes the chair's Council of Foreign Relations, which the Council of Foreign Relations has its own president. John Hoss is the president as we speak. He's a trilateral that then infiltrated the Council of Foreign Relations, because he's the first person that wasn't Council of Foreign Relations become president of the Council of Foreign Relations. So we're talking about infiltration. Now, I mean, we can spot all of this because we snipers, Brother Drew. We headhunters. We done hunted their ass. It told you in the Bible, when you can run up under a mountain, we'll come up under there and drag your ass out of from under that damn mountain, just like the book said. Only because you can't hide from us no more. And so when we look at all of this, Brother Drew, and all of this going on, then we know that it's nothing but a sight in a front. You have a government that you assume that your vote count and all of this stuff, that the president has already been chosen. All of this ain't nothing but getting the people into what? Of frenzy, the minds of the people. In these last 18 days, people going to have mental conditions, supposed to do breakdowns and shit, because they scared their candidate going to lose. You see what I'm talking about, Brother Drew? You there?
Yeah, we're over there. You see, I'm talking about that mental slavery work.
We'll check up from Shemaya Awadah, Yah, Abinyah, Ika, Kamadiyah. I see that time is up there. So until next week, Brother Drew, Yashalawam.
All right.